My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My hope is to get the starters out there early in the game, get them some exposure, and the importance of it to me is how valuable the night before prep is. Waking up in the morning, we have a 1 o'clock kick. We got a lot of those this year. Mm-hmm. So just the body readiness, you know, the plan behind this camp was to practice early so that we can have that readiness.
I don't doubt it that the Carolina Panthers have a pile of 1 o'clock games. That's Dave Canales, their new head coach. Canales was the quarterback's coach in Seattle 2 years ago. Got a lot of credit for Geno Smith's pretty shocking rise from just nowheresville to being actually good. Last year, then, he was named Canales, the offensive coordinator in Tampa. And the same kind of thing happened with Baker Mayfield. So Carolina was hot for him. He becomes their next head coach. The starters to play on Saturday against the Bills. Bryce Young, of course, number one overall pick in 2023. Deontay Johnson is there now. Adam Thielen.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday you were talking, we were talking about the Bills and target distribution like we always do. Like, even Adam Thielen had 100 catches, maybe even last year for Carolina. I mean, yeah. Like, if we were talking about Shakir and we had a clip of someone predicting he would lead the team.
Field Yates.
And I'm like, okay, but I bet if he does, it's kind of a lower number. So I looked up Carolina and Thielen, mostly early on in the season, but he had a big year for a guy that was kind of forgotten. Also, I'd be a starter on their depth chart anyway, the seventh wide receiver taken in this year's draft, Xavier Leggett.
I know. That's a Bills trade.
All the time we're like, uh-oh, Xavier Worthy. How about, uh-oh, Xavier Leggett? All the Xaviers were players the Bills didn't need.
You can have them. We'll help you get them.
That's right.
What can we do to help you corner the market on Xaviers? Because we are not in the Xavier business.
We don't want it.
Yeah.
There's also a starting safety there, Xavier Woods, but I don't know if the Bills ever had a chance to sign him and refused.
I think the Bills are Xavierless. There's no Xaviers on there.
Jadeveon Clowney is in Carolina.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that.
Yep. Jonathan Brooks, who was, I think, their second-round pick, running back, is not ready yet.
Canales sounds a little like McDermott at the beginning. Or even, I just remember him making a point about really, I think it was the blue and red scrimmage, and but also preseason. Like, what? Just I like the guys to get in the routine so they know where to go when they get here on a game day and all that kind of stuff. That's what Canales is talking about. You know, like, you want to brush your teeth, you know where to go brush your teeth. I think I remember McDermott even saying that specifically one time. So Canales sounds very similar there, talking about just like get in the rhythm of the day. It's not so much about how we go play. It's just, you know, just be ready for it. 1 o'clock and just the routine, all that kind of stuff.
You know, you say all that. It worries me for tonight because of this picnic. Normally, my routine would include some cramming for these big drafts now that we're 2 weeks away from the season. Tonight, you've heard of it. I mean, the Deep End Invitational tonight. Wow. Some of the biggest, many of these guys, big names in fantasy, they've been guests on our show here. You know them.
On this humble little show?
On our show, they've come. Scott Barrett has come on. Jared Smola, Mike Leone, I'm in there tonight. I don't feel like I'm ready. This is the hardest draft I'll ever do. This draft every year is the hardest draft of the year. Harder than the bare knuckle.
Really?
Yeah. For me,
wow.
It is.
All right.
It's just
because of the competition?
Everybody's so good.
Yeah.
You don't get away with anything in this.
Yeah.
Like, what the very best players can do is pick by pick with a 60-second clock, recalibrate, all right, well, what does this mean for who's going to be available later? That can be a certain player. That can be a certain position. And just have to be very fluid. And that's something I, you know, try to get better at. I do okay. Yeah. But this is the hardest room. Every year, this draft is the hardest room I'll be in. We're going to live stream it at Deep End FF1.
Fluidity is not my strong suit either. I don't feel like I'm extremely fluid. No. I'm working on it. I mean, you know, I still got some good years ahead. So I'm looking to improve on my fluidity.
Just in general?
Yeah, just in general. Okay. Yeah, okay. Like I yeah.
Be water?
Yeah. I'm often a plan guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This, then this, then this. Yeah.
Causes maybe undue stress.
Yes.
Oh. Would you recognize?
Absolutely causes undue stress. Yes.
I love, it's not the same thing as being fluid in this context, but I love to be spontaneous. Like, I don't need a plan.
Mm-hmm.
As long as, this almost never happens now because of work and kids and things, but it's like, let's go do this right now.
Yeah.
I love being able to do that.
I do too, but like you're saying, I mean, and we're not tied down because of kids' sports or anything, but it's just with my wife's schedule and stuff, like it's just hard to, it's hard. We do generally have to put stuff out there on the calendar. Like, okay, we're going to do this, okay, because it's just a grind. Otherwise, there's oftentimes it's just way easier to just, well, do nothing, which, you know, I'd rather do something.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Something over nothing.
Yes, generally.
This draft tonight is not one where I would want there to be a last place punishment. Because, you know, last place. Plus, it's a tournament. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to take some chances. And you're trying to beat guys in four different leagues. So, you know, you second and last are the same. It would not be one where you'd want to be told that if you finish last, you would, say, have to go to a Bison's game in a diaper.
Right.
And a clown wig.
Or, like, sit outside a Bills game with
a sign.
Coffee cup with pencils in it, selling pencils because you finished last in your fantasy league.
A sign that says, I finished last. You're seeing a lot of that now. A lot of these are coming on my feed anyway, is just these punishments. I did see somebody in a clown wig and a sign about how bad they are at fantasy football, sitting in the crowd at a major, maybe an Astros game or something.
Right.
Talking to a woman, and maybe part of the punishment is you have to talk to people.
Right.
You can't just sit in the last row of Rogers Center.
Right, alone.
And
right.
Just do nothing. You have to engage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess this is the time of the year where if you had been holding off on paying off the punishment, like you got to get it done now because the new season's coming. So
time's up.
If you lost your league and you were supposed to do something dopey like that, you better get it done. Otherwise, what happens then? You're thrown out of the league? Someone take your spot? Maybe?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Right. Yeah, you're out. You can't not pay the punishment.
Right.
The Waffle House one has to be the most famous ever.
Right. And that was every item on the menu?
The Waffle House one was you have to go to the Waffle House for 24 hours straight. Every waffle you eat, you cut an hour off.
Oh, right. That was it. Right. So it wasn't like you had to eat everything. It just,
no.
Yeah,
gotcha. You got to leave an hour earlier for every waffle you consumed. And so whoever it was that I'm thinking of for the Waffle House punishment, I mean, he was thrown up in the bushes. He was eating, I got to get out of here,
gorging
four, five, six,
yeah.
And then sick in the back. So
that's tough.
More ways than one, perhaps.
Probably hard to keep that pace up once you've gotten sick. Although, I mean, it does clear room out.
That does sound terrible.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And I've seen like other fast food places, examples of these too. And I know there are leagues where, I don't want to pick one fast food place, but you're talking about the whole menu, and each item on the menu might have a clock next to it.
Oh boy.
Where you eat, the double cheeseburger, that's half an hour, the fries are 10 minutes, whatever. Just sort of how you can eat the milkshakes. Oof. How you can eat to cut the time off of your 24-hour prison sentence at a fast food restaurant.
It's so tough.
Do not play fantasy football. Just don't do it. Don't play.
Yeah.
If that's out there, I am in no leagues that have a punishment, which, you could come at me with this about this if you want. I'm in one where you the loser, or maybe it's two or three losers, pay for the site. You pay extra.
Okay.
So that like the use of the website every year comes from them.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. Like it's sort of a fee for finishing last.
Yeah.
You can't have one though if it's a tournament because you're not trying to finish second. You're trying to win it.
Yeah.
Which means you'll more often finish at the bottom.
This has been challenging at all. I would never be able to agree to join a league that has like a fast food. I don't eat it. I just don't. So like to have to have that be my point of re-entry with like a burger place would be brutal. Like I'm sure it wouldn't kill me, but I think it would be really hard. I mean, I just do not do that for many years. It's just not my thing anymore.
Yeah.
Oof, that would be tough. Just thinking about that. Just making my. Because I did just eat a huge plate of barbecue that was left over from the picnic.
Last thing on this for now. Yes, you did. I want to thank my friend Mike. He helped build a steak league. So now I'm in a steak league, which is an ode or a ripoff, an ode to RotoWire.
It's a steak like STAKE or steak like the beef?
The Beef. STEAK.
All right.
Steak League. Yeah. 12 players. There's no money yet. If you finish in the middle third, fifth through eighth, next year when we all go out together and maybe draft the following year at the steak place, five through eight, pay for their own. 9 through 12, pay for their own, and
the top
one through four.
Four, yeah.
And that will get interesting. I can't wait to next year talk about this.
See, that I could do.
And it's the way that RotoWire used to talk about it, like absolutely no limits. The only thing you can't do is take food to go, buy food to go. You have leftovers, fine. But you can't buy an extra ribeye to take home for your kids or something like that.
Right.
That's off limits.
Yeah.
So you eat
as
it there.
As it should be, yeah.
Yeah, but like this is a different one too because you're not trying to win. You're trying to finish in the top third.
Right, right.
And so there'd be different strategy in that. And that I can't wait to see the bill. As long as I'm not in the bottom, I'll say this. I mean,
right.
12 guys out with a third of them absolutely, completely unconcerned with how much it costs.
Yeah,
that could get
pretty aggressive.
I mean, what is that number for you at a good steakhouse if you didn't care at all what it cost? We've had a couple lucky ones where we go out like through the company or different places, and it's like that. Yeah. I'm still sort of it's still kind of in my head that I shouldn't abuse this, but you know, if I've won this league, I might be ready to abuse it. What? How much would you spend? Could you spend $500 like no problem?
I think so. Sure. Sure. Like what's the top of the line appetizer? Like, you know, shrimp cocktail? No, like something even bigger than that.
Both.
Right? Like, sure. But like, you know, you can easily. Yeah. Easily. Like, well, wait, I'm myself, $500.
Just you.
Ooh.
Shrimp cocktail.
I mean, wine, you know, you could really get loose with wine because you buy a $200 bottle of wine and like, there you go. Right, that's easy.
Let's say 100, but you're going to drink the whole thing.
Okay,
100 on wine, maybe a cocktail with it.
Sure, a cocktail when we get there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like an old fashioned. That's probably a nice steakhouse for $20. Yeah, okay.
Shrimp cocktail and a salad or stuff like those mushrooms or something.
Do they have crab cakes here?
No.
Oh, I love
they that. Probably will have crab legs.
That's not an
you can buy
though,
with
probably.
Surf and Turf.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to do that.
All
we're
going
to do that right now.
Here we go.
So,
yep. Here we go.
Shrimp cocktail and just one other appetizer to get you started with
maybe,
the wine and the cocktail.
A nice French onion soup, maybe. Is that available?
Sure, okay. $150 so far. You can get to $100 on the steak.
Sure.
With the crab legs, $50 more.
Easily, yeah.
All right, we're at three. I'm not going to do too much, but I'm not getting dessert.
I was thinking with my, you know, with my significant other or a friend, 500 piece of cake. But myself, I think that would be tough.
I think three is the
about
the most I could do.
Yeah.
I hope to be able to try. I mean, next year.
Yeah, I hope you do too.
See how this draft goes. This is Sunday's draft now. The Steak League draft. So many drafts. I know it's hard to keep up.
Steak League.
Steak League, baby. Sure, some people you know will be in it. I'll show you the list.
What's the stake in the Steak League? Steak.
That's it.
Sorry, who's on first?
There's no other money. That's it. It's just about the dinner. And you're going to want to go. You kind of have to go.
Yeah.
You have to go.
That's not something you want to skip.
You can't. No. If you lost, you have to go. Yeah. That's the one obligation. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here back after this timeout, 803-0550 to give us a call here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.